Hello, friend.
This is a confirmation call from Li Bei. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, hey, Darren.
Oh, wait, could you get yourself? This is Sean calling you from eBay. How are you doing today?
I'm well, Sean. But the recorded message said I've purchased something. That's not the case.
Yes, so last night under your cell phone number, we received a transaction request of $299 for purchasing JB Hi-Fi gift card from eBay. So did you authorize the purchaser?
No, that's wrong. I don't know how they've done that, but it wasn't me.
All right. And could you please tell me also, like, do you know any person from the America?
Sorry?
Do you know any person from the America, sir?
From America, no.
All right. So the reason I'm asking you that, because as you can see that, the billing address on this purchase was 242 Morgan Street, Mountain View, California, to the America. All right. So we got a little bit suspicious here because we saw that you are living in Australia and you are sending a gift card to a different country. That's the reason we give you this verification call to know that is that to the person who are making this kind of online overseas transaction or not. All right?
Yeah.
So right now, you can
thanks.
See that. Yeah, so
thanks very much.
Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry, let's talk out of you. Thanks very much. I appreciate the call.
So right now, what we're going to do, so as you confirm me that you are not the person who are making this kind of online overseas transaction, so right now, what we're going to do, we're going to simply generate a 9-digit cancellation ID for you. With the help of that, we're going to simply register you for the cancellation, and after that, we're going to simply block that eBay account, because we cannot let this person get away with your eBay account, because in future, if they have your information, they can charge you once again, all right? So we need to put a security on your online device. So could you please tell me that for going online, what are the online devices do you use? Like, do you use any kind of online, like cell phone, your computer, or a laptop?
I've got a laptop and an iPhone that I use.
All right. And could you please tell me that in which device you mostly use your online activities?
My phone, my iPhone.
Phone, right? All right. Now, so do a thing. First of all, put my call on speaker from your iPhone.
Yep, hang on. Yes.
Alright. And now, sir, simply come back to your normal home page from where you can see all your apps and regular icons.
Yep.
And now, could you please tell me, sir, that what network are you dealing with right now? Like, are you dealing with any kind of Telstra or Vodafone or Optus, something like that?
I'm sorry, can you say that again?
I'm saying that with what network are you dealing right now? Like, are you dealing with any kind of Vodafone, or Telstra, Optus?
Optus,
right. So now, sir, do a thing. First of all, open up the App Store from your cell phone.
The what, sorry?
The App Store. On your Apple iPhone, you do have an application which is called App Store.
Yes.
You need to open up the App Store.
Okay. Yes.
Now, sir, on your App Store, you do have an app, like, look at the right-hand side bottom corner, you will get to see a search option over there. Can you see that?
Yes, I got that.
Yeah, now give it, now type over there, eBay, E-B-A-Y, eBay.
Yeah.
And then leave a space and type letter A. A as an alpha, letter A.
Alpha?
Yes, letter A. It should be letter A.
Yes, the alpha, yes.
Then N for Nancy.
Yes.
Then Y for yellow.
Yes.
Then D for doctor.
Yes.
Then letter E. E as an echo.
Echo.
Yes. Then letter S. S as in sugar.
S in sugar. Yes.
Then letter K. K as in kilo. And now search for it and just do let me know what comes up on your screen, all right?
It says spinning disk remote desktop.
Yes, sir. That's our security application. This application will get connected to your internet server, and from that, no other person can get access to your personal information, and they can steal your information, all right? Did you get my point here?
Yes.
Yeah, now give a click on that, and now install that application.
Are you going to tap into that, are you?
No, I'm saying that, go, like, install that application, install that AnyDesk application.
Yep.
And sir, could you just let me know that in past 48 hours, like, have you ever shared your any kind of personal or financial information over the phone call to anyone?
No, I haven't.
Or like, have you ever shared to any of your friends, like in Facebook or Instagram, something like that?
No.
All right. So have you installed the application?
Play it now.
Is it installing?
Yep.
All right. Just do let me know when you finish installing, all right?
I'll let you know, yes. But just to confirm.
Yes, sir.
If I go onto the eBay website.
Yeah.
I should have a... a summary of my purchases.
Yes, sir. It should be there. But right now, as your personal information has been leaked, those persons who are using your eBay account, they have hidden all of your transactions. They also have deleted the email because we have sent you the email last night 10 p.m. But we haven't got any response from you. All right. So that is the reason we give you all this verification call. All right.
Okay.
Those persons have your age and every information right now, so we need to block those persons from your range, all right? Because we cannot let those persons get away with your information, and they can steal your money from your bank account. Did you get my point here?
Yeah, I do.
Yes, sir. Like, have you finished installing, sir?
Yep.
All right, now open up the application.
Yep, done that.
Now, sir, what can you do on the screen?
I'm not giving you access to my phone.
No. This application will not get access. You are not giving me to access. You are giving access to our robotic server. The server will get connected to...
Yeah, I'm not going to do that either. Sorry, not going to do that.
But why, sir?
That would be stupid.
No, sir, you are not giving any access to
our... Look, I'm just confirming.
Yes, sir.
I'm confirming that you are actually eBay.
Yes, sir.
And there's nothing on my eBay account to see.
That's what I'm saying to you. That's what I'm saying to you, sir. They have hidden your transaction. They have deleted the email, and they've also hidden this the eBay account transaction also. That is the reason you are not getting. That is the reason that product is not showing you over there. You can open up your email. You can see that you are not getting any email from us because last night, as I told you. 10 p.m. we have sent you an email, but we haven't got any response from you. That is the reason you are getting this call right now.
Okay. So how am I going to confirm that you are
at the eBay? Sir, if I'm calling you from any XYZ company, I will ask about your personal information since the beginning of this call. But did I ask any of your personal information?
No, you haven't yet.
Exactly. So that is the reason, sir. A genuine company will never ask you ask you about your personal information, your banking information, or your email, or something like that. Any of your personal information, all right? And let me tell you one more thing. The AnyDesk application which you have installed, that is a security application which will help you to get connected to our server, and we will provide you the security, all right? And after opening up that application, you will get to see your 9-digit cancellation ID over there.
Mate, I'm not comfortable with this. I'm not going to give you access to my phone or your server or anyone else.
No. You're not giving any access to us.
I don't care. Look, I don't know enough to know myself, but I'm not going to do that. It says AnyDesk, and it's a remote access application. So, and I'm not going to execute that and give you any codes at all.
Also, you're not getting my point. We cannot see that whatever you're doing, all right? This will only give access to our server, our robotic server.
I'm not going to give access to your server, as I said. I'm not going to give access to my phone to anyone or anything.
So
now,
sir,
how else can we manage it?
Sir, how we will give you a fiber security then? Like, how will we run a fiber security into
your phone? That's not up to you to get my phone.
Hey, mate. I'm off. See ya.